Peter's Community Day, and I'm with a lovely young lady. And what's your name?
Mel.
And what department are you in?
So I'm not a member of staff, but we work in partnership with staff. So I'm from the Ashford and St. Peter's Maternity and Neonatal Voices Partnership, as well as the Birth to Five Community Health Partnership for Woken, Runnymede and Surrey.
That's quite a big mouthful, that, isn't it?
It's a big mouthful, yes.
So what does this partnership do?
Okay, so the Maternity and Neonatal Voices Partnership, we listen to parents. So we listen to women and families around the experiences of maternity and neonatal services. We then sort of work with staff. We look at the key themes that are coming out from the feedback that we're getting, both the things that are working well, but also the things that could work better. We then work with staff on how we would, improve that so that the services can be better, maternity and neonatal experiences can be better for the women and families that use them. And quite similar with the Birth to Five Community Health Partnership as well. We listen to parent feedback around their experiences with their 0 to 5 year olds of health visiting service, occupational health therapy, speech and language therapies, really a range of the community health services. And once again, we look through, we sort of note like the key things that are coming through, and we again work with staff on how we can improve those things so the experiences are better and outcomes are better.
They're just trying to get sort of best practice into the organization, I suppose, is it?
Indeed, but more than that, we want all the parents and children that, babies, children that use the services, we want them to have the best experiences they can have all of the time in the experience of care. And of course, that is wonderful for staff as well, because they know, if they know that they're delivering the best care, then everyone is happy. Right? Yeah.
So how things have changed, because I've got very old, quite old children nowadays. So obviously a few things have changed in the last 30 years or so.
Yeah, well, I don't know if I can comment sort of on how things have changed in the last 30 years, but one thing I can say is that there's a massive priority given more to listening to experiences of those who use the services, because there's that recognition that if you listen to the experiences and you work to get it right the first time, then you save time overall, you save money overall, people have better health, they have better experiences of care, they trust the services better, staff sort of have, there's higher morale because you know that the work you're doing is worthwhile, is meaningful, is helping, the people that you're serving. And really, all through, everyone is happier because they are giving better experiences, services, and parents are having better experiences, so... Yeah, so I don't know. Well, is that a change?
I suppose it's probably a more gradual change last 30 years, I suppose, isn't it?
Unfortunately, I've not sort of been in the system, should I say, for 30 years in the use of the service. But I would say that in terms of my own personal experience of the system, sort of with my different children, I've definitely observed more focus on listening to the experience of those who are using the service in order to improve and develop the services. And I think that's really, really good for everybody.
Where can you find all the services for this partnership?
Okay, so the Maternity and Neonatal Voices Partnership, that's nationwide. And if you go to the National Maternity Voices website, you can find a list of all of the different sort of Maternity and Neonatal Voices Partnership across the country and get in touch with your local one. And then for the Birth to Five Community Health Partnership, that is a Surrey Heartlands innovative project, which is built on the work that the Maternity and Neonatal Voices Partnerships have done. So with the Birth to Five Community Health Partnership, you can find them across Surrey Heartlands. Yeah.
Right. Thanks very much.
Thank you for talking to me today. Thank you.